and the Gemara on Ayin Heomid Beis. Itmar. Cham l'tocham, divrei hakol asur. They have two solid things. Now we're talking about solids. Let's see, in the end of the Gemara, maybe we'll talk about liquids also. But you have something hot that falls into something hot. Isser and heter. Divrei hakol asur. So then the heter becomes asur because it absorbs from the isser. Tzonen l'toch tzonen, divrei hakol mutur. You have two cold things. So then what's it called? They're not boleya. So the heter remains bomutur. Cham l'toch tzonen. The tzonen l'toch cham. If you have hot into cold, or cold into hot. Rav omer iloa gover. Rav says that the top one has the extra power, and if the top one is mutter, and the bottom one is aser, then it's mutter. Because the bottom one doesn't have koach to be machlit to make the top one absorb anything, because the top one is stronger. And Shmuel Amar and Shmuel holds tatogover, and Shmuel holds the opposite. The bottom one is the one that has more koach, and therefore if the bottom one's aser, the top one's aser too. If the bottom one's mutter, then the bottom one remains mutter. Okay, Rashi. Cham l'toch cham, basar roseach l'toch cholav roseach. You have hot meat that falls into milk. O echad shel iser v'echad shel heter. Or meat, one's mutter, one's aser. And one falls on top of the other one. So aser debola heter miser. They're both hot, then the mutter becomes aser because it absorbed from the iser. Ilo agavar ha'elyon notseach. The top one has greater koach in giving over into the bottom one. Hilka cham l'toch tzonen aser. Therefore, if hot fell into cold, it's aser, because the hot is machlit into the heter. The iser is machlit into the heter. She'el yom cham l'tachto, for ishneim chamim, because the top one makes the bottom one hot. And they're both hot, and they're boleya one from the other. Ubali mehadodi. The tzonen l'toch cham mutter. But the opposite way, if something cold fell into something hot, then it's mutter. Shoha elyon mitzanen olatachon, because the top one cools off the bottom one, the lobali, and it doesn't absorb. Ushmuel amar tatogavar hilkach cham l'toch tzonen mutter. Therefore, since the bottom one is the ikker, if the hot fell into the cold, it's mutter. Mitzanen l'toch cham. But cold into hot is also. The apple got the hilchos of Karab Bishuri, even though normally the halacha is like Rav, the ha hilchos of Shmuel. Here the halacha is like Shmuel, that says Tatoa Govar, the bottom one is the Iker. To Atanya Tarti Masnisen Kavasekid Lakamon. You'll see the two Mishnayos that say exactly like Shmuel, and therefore even though normally the halacha is like Rav Bishuri, here is the halacha is like Shmuel. There's a Svara that the Isser v'Heter brings down, why Tator Govar or Ilah Govar. Rashi just says which one has the greater effect on the other. He says a Svara. One Svara, why Ilah Govar, why the top one should have a greater effect, because of the pressure. Something that's on top puts pressure on the other one, so the Nela, what's Boleya is Boleya, derech the pressure. The other way is heat rises. So therefore, Tator Govar, the heat of the bottom one has more of a koach on the top one than the heat of the top one has on the bottom one. So that's a svara in Tatogovar and Ilogovar. Okay. This only is talking, the Chavisdas says, where they're not in a kli. Because if being a kli, then we have other klalim. Kli Rishon is Mavashel, and Kli Sheni is not Mavashel. So if both of them would be in a Kli Rishon, then the walls of the kli maintain the heat, and it doesn't make a difference, tatoa or ilah. They fell into a kli, because the kli keeps it hot. And then it's mevashel no matter what. If they both were in a kli sheni, then everybody would hold it's not mevashel, because the kli sheni is not mevashel. It doesn't make a difference, top or bottom. This is only talking where neither one is in a kli. Just things out that fell one on top of the other, iser onto heter, heter onto iser.
It's not liquid, it's
But right now, Rashi says it could be talking about either case. We'll see Tosus, and there's a machlokus later on, whether it's total liquid, what the halach is. But in this situation, what's it called? Basically, we're talking about two solid things. Rashi says either way.
By solids, there's also fluoration and fission.
Could be, yeah. They're what's it called? And something is what's it called? Mamish in a kli, right? Could be that, even though it's a davar gush, but it's a solid thing in a kli also has been a kli rishon kli sheni. Okay. Tanan. So now we're trying to bring a right from the Mishnah. Not of mirot v'lacheres, the chazer elav, yitlas makomo. If some of the juice of the korban pesach fell onto the cheres of the oven, and then it went back onto the korban pesach, so you have to be notal makomo. It absorbs into the, what's it called, into the korban. You have to take out an etzba of the place where it became absorbed. We think now that it's talking with the oven itself is cold. So when it fell on the oven, the chara, why, if you hold ilo agavar, so the hot liquid fell on the cold oven. So the chara, if you hold tato agavar, then the shouldn't be malaya. The bottom one cools off the top and doesn't absorb from it. So then why, if it goes back on the korban pesach, should it be aser? Still be mutter. It's what's it called? It's it never was boleya from the cheres. Bishlam of the Rav, the Omri law gavar mishum hachi yitlas makoma. If you hold the law gavar, so then it became cooked by the cheres, even though the cheres was cold. But the hot rotav is miskader, and it's considered like it cooked on the cheres. The azul rotav maasek lele cheres. The rotav makes the cheres hot. And now they're both hot, v'had the cheres marasek le the rotav. And now the cheres is marsiach the rotav, v'chihad the rotav ha-pesach, komat v'pesach, machmes chamimusha the cheres. Now they went back into the korban pesach, so the korban pesach now is being heated up, not from fire alone, but from rotav that was heated up by the cheres. V'rachmona omer tzli eish, v'lo tzli machmes dover acher. But according to Shmuel, says the bottom one is the ikar. If the cheres is cold, then it should cool off the top one and not cook it at all. Cheres kivin v'tzonin hu akure miyakar le the rotav. Right, since the cheres is cold, it should cool off the rotav. So amayikos makom, when it goes back in, then so the rotav should have no effect. It was completely cooked by the korban pesach, by the fire, and not anything to do with the cheres. Just like later we're going to say that when it falls on the flour was burning hot. Same thing over here. You have to say the cheres was still hot. The oven was hot. And therefore they're both cham, therefore there's no kshayim. Everybody holds when they're both cham that it's boleya. Tnan Rashin. V'hoger cheres u'mechamim leila rotav. And then the cheres heats up the rotav. The rotav goes back and heats up the korban pesach, and it's tzli machmas dover acher. Akurim miakrele v'amayit lish makoma. But if you hold tator gavar, then the cold oven should cool off the rotav and not cook it at all. V'lo gashina b'kolik is makoma sagya. We don't have that gear, so that then just klifa would be enough. You don't need anything. Be 100% okay. Not that mirot v'lasolas, right? The Mishnah says that if some of the rota fell onto hot, onto flour, yikmotes makomo, take out the whole part of the flour where the rota fell, because that rota, is either not anymore part of the korban pesach, because it's not basar tzli. That's what the Rambam held, according to at least some portion. Or because it heated up the, what's it called, we'll see in a second, because it got heated by the flour, and it was cooked, not through fire, but through something else. Moses calls for the diet, the besolus tonenis. We think now that it's talking where it's a flour that's cold. Bishlama the Rav, the Omri law, Govar, Mishum Hachi, Moses Makoma. According to Rav, who says the top one is the ikker. So here, the top one, the rotav, went into the flour, heated it up, Now the flour heats up the rotav, so the rotav now is cooked, not through fire, but through the flour, and therefore it's also to eat. Demirsak le v'solis, the hadar hordinu v'had v'solis, the mirasche l'didei, the kamat v'rotav machmas chanimusha the solis. V'rachmona omar tzliyesh, v'lo tzli machmas v'avarachim. Ella the Shmuel, the Omer Tatoa Gavar, but according to Shmuel, that the bottom one is the Iker, and the bottom one here is the Solus. And it's cold. Solus, so Nenesi Akuri Kamiakarle. The flour, since it's cold, it cools off the rotav. Doesn't get hot. Just the opposite. The bottom one, which is cold, cools off the top one. And the Mela doesn't have a chance to be Balea. Lama liikmos is makomos. Why do you have to take off? Just take off the place where a little bit of the rotav is, and it's fine. And then there's no problem with the rotav. The rotav has been completely cooked by the fire, not by the solus. Om Rav Yirmi, Om Shmuel, the solus was sachasna. No, talking where the solus was hot, and therefore it's not a question of tator or ilah. They're both hot. Okay, Rashi. The solus, the hodder who darnate, the solus asher svivosav. So now the solus that's around it becomes hot, and it heats up the rotav, and the rotav then is cooked, not from the fire. The amayikmot hachanami logaris bitlas makomosagi. Here we don't also say bitlas makomosagi; we just say shvimoter. Okay.
Why don't we say according to Vav that the solus is like a kli sheni?
It's not a kli.
Or anything, it's being heated up by the
Volkswagen. That's the shayla of Tatar or Itov. There's no kli. A kli has walls which absorb the heat. This is not a kli. It's not. Socho b'shemen shel truma, right? Another Mishnah. You smear the Korban Pesach with shemen of truma. Im chaburas kohanim yochlu. If it's a chabur of kohanim, they can eat it. No problem. Im shal Yisrael, but if it's a chabur of Yisrael, then they can't eat the truma. Simchaihu, if the Korban Pesach is still raw, then yadichem it, wash it off. The imtslihu yiklo tesachitza. But if it's already roasted, then you have to shave off the outer layer, because a part of the basar absorbed the truma. Bishlam alarav domri lo agavaz amtulahachi sogi lebeklipa. If you hold that what's it called, the top one, the top layer, is the ikr. So here, the shemen of truma was cold. The Korban Pesach was hot. So the Maisa, even though it's what's it called, the top is cold, the bottom is hot, but since the Korban Pesach is, what's it called, is roasted, it's what's it called, it's, so it needs at least a klipa. Mishum di lot somenhu. But if it would be, what's it called, tator gavar, then it should be bolea completely, not just klipa. Right. Here it's enough just to take off an outer klipa, because the top was hot anyway. The top was cold anyway. But if you hold the bottom is the ikr, the bottom is hot, then it's boleya completely. Why is klipa enough? Mitzor legamri. When it says shani sicha the mashu bi'almahu davida. Now the sicha itself can't be absorbed more than just a klipa. Because the sicha itself is not, you don't put a tremendous amount of oil. When you smear something with oil, it's a very, very thin layer. So the most it could be nivla into the animal is a very thin layer. So therefore, in Echarami, it's nivla as much as it could be. But the most it could be is a very thin layer. What?
You said less than the reitav, when the reitav is spritzed on the tanur.
Right, then you need yitolish makoma, right.
That's
right, here, but here, since there the reitav was hot. Here, the shemen is anyway cold. Okay. Shonen hu da kure ka miakrele, u klipa miyaboy. Da filu tshonen gomer hu ha-pesa, miakar shenitzle, vi yovesh, shi efshed lo ayo besichas ha-shemen pursa. Since the Korban Pesach, even if it will be cold, it's already, what's it called, roasted, that much when you smear something, it goes in a little bit. It's not hot, even if they both be cold, it would go in a little bit. So that I understand, yiklofes makoma. But if it's what's it called, the tator gova, and it's hot, where the bottom is hot, what you're putting it on, then it should be boleya completely. Okay. Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, there's a brayso that says like Shmuel, Cham Tolcham Oser, the Chain Solnam Shinosan Tolcham Oser. There's a brayso that says like Shmuel, that if it both are hot, it's Oser, and if cold goes into hot, it's also Oser. Because Tatoa Gova. The Cham Tolcholnam, the Solnam, the Tolcholnam, Medea, Cham Medea. But if it's cold and cold, or cold in, hot into cold, where the bottom is cold, then what's it called? All you have to do is wash it off. Chamu toch tzona mediach, kiven de chamu ad miyakar le yefshe lo bolapur. So why is he telling us to wash it off? It has to be belay of something. Until it cools off, it's belay of something. Klipa mi ni boy. Right, you need at least klipa. Ele'em acham l'tok sonen kolei enachanami, you need klipa. But more than that, not. Sonen l'tok sonen mediach. And it's too cold, then you just wash it off. Tanya either. Basar roseach, shenofa l'tok chalav roseach. You have meat. Now here it's clearly talking about meat, solid into a liquid. You have meat that fell into, what's it called, boiling milk. Hot meat into boiling milk. The chain solnam shenofa l'tocham, or you have cold meat that fell into hot milk. Also, then it's both are also. Cham l'tocholnam, but if you have hot meat that fell into cold milk, it's sonam l'tocholnam, or cold meat into cold milk, mediach. Then you have to just wash it off. Where it says cham l'tocholnam mediach, it's enough just to wash it off. Kimin de cham hu ad miyakar le'yefshid lo bala pursa. Right, since it's what's it called? It's hot. It's until it cooled off, it had to be belay of something. Klipa me any boy, you need at least klipa. Ela'em acham l'tolzonen kolik, tzonen l'tolzonen mediach. Right.
And the milk that becomes the.
Oh, so once so now the question is like this: the milk lechora you can't be kolik. You have meat and milk, okay, or isser into milk that's mutter, okay. Either way. Or not something meaty, but something awesome that fell into hot milk or any other liquid. So the chora, the at least the what's it called? You need klipa on the solid thing, right? Because one of them is hot. You always need klipa, but it doesn't asher completely. How about the milk itself? The chora, the milk you can't do klipa on. So does the milk become mutter? Is the milk awesome? What do you do with the milk, right? Then basar, you take off a layer. What do you do with the milk? So Tosfos holds the whole inyan of klipa is only a chumrah. Because really, since tator govar, it's not belay anything. But there are machmir to need at least a klipa. That much, yes. Because until it gets cold, maybe it's belay or something. But it's only a chumrah. Therefore, in the milk, you can't do anything. The milk's mutter 100%. No problem. That's what we're saying. That by its liquids, right, so you don't need klipa. By liquids, mutter completely. That's what Tosfos says. And who argues on Tosfos? Riva says no. What you need is you have to imagine how much of the milk would be a klipa if it had been solid, and you need shishim keneged that for it to be mutter. And if there's not, then the whole thing's awesome. Because you can't take away the klipa, so maybe it's all mixed together. So if there's not shishim, keneged, the area, the amount that would have been a klipa had it been a solid thing, it's awesome. So that's then, because he holds that the klipa's mikaradin. Taka asher's to get a klipa. Even if you hold tator govar, right, it's still asher's to get a klipa. And the nailer, what's it called, if the bottom is cold. And therefore, you need what's it called? You need shishim keneged. If there would have been a klipa, how much that klipa would have been? You need shishim keneged. That's the shishim, and it's mutter. And it's not. Omar Mar, sonin l'tov, sonin medea. If it's cold to cold, you just wash it off. Omar Apuna l'shono ela shalom molchu. That's only if you didn't salt it. Something that's cold isn't boleya, but if it's salted, it is of a malcho osir. Omar Shmuel Maliyah Chareyu Kroseya. Salting has the same kind of effect as if you cooked something. Right? In other words, it's boleya because of the salt. And the shayla, how much salt you need? See, Rashi says it's as if you salted it for a trip. You used to salt things, you know, for to preserve them. Put a tremendous amount of salt. And Tosfos learns you don't need that much salt. Just the salt you would normally salt meat to take out the blood. That's totally covered with salt. That's enough to be considered not an eaten machos malcho. We'll see. Another thing that makes something balea, even if it's cold, is kvisha. Kvisha is where you soak the thing in a liquid for 24 hours, or according to Rashi, you soak it in vinegar. It's only if you can't eat it because of the salt. Not you salt it a little bit, and it's edible. And Tulsa says that's talking where you salted it like you would salt meat for dam. And Rashi says it's like you salt meat to preserve, to take on a trip, which is much more. But if you can eat it, it's not salted that much, either for a trip or for kashering, then that's not called salting, and that doesn't answer. Ahubar goes to the nofel akada de kimcha. Right, a chicken, or a pigeon, cooked pigeon, but it was cold. Fell into a pitcher of Kimcha's milk. Shari Rabchina Breid the Rav in Pashtunayim. So Rabchina Breid the Rav in Pashtunayim was matri. If you wash it off, Amar Rav Man Chakim the Mishra Milsa Kiha Ilav Rabchina Breid the Rav Pashtunayim. Who would be such a chacham to matter such a thing? If it wouldn't be for this Rav Rabchina Breid the Rav. The Gaber Rabahu. Because the kimcha had milk in it, but it also had salt. It's kutach. So it also has salt in it. But it's not salt that you can't eat the thing. It's salted with a little bit of salt. But it's not salt as much that it becomes not inedible. That's only if the thing is completely raw. If the thing would have been roasted, even though it's, we'll see, pashas, even though it's not hot, it's sli, but it cooled down. Since it was roasted, it's balea something. And now it needs what's it called klipa. The low amr nevertheless, but pile. That's only if it doesn't have cracks in it. But if it has cracks, it's osir even if it's not sli. Now it's raw meat that has cracks is osir. If it doesn't have any cracks, it has to be roasted, but pashas could even be cold. And if it's, there's spices on it, that also makes it be boleya. So spices, even without cracks, even without being cooked or roasted, is awesome. No spices with cracks is awesome no matter what. And without cracks, but it's roasted, we'll see one second, whether hot or cold, the mice, that's awesome. Okay. Because then it's Balea, it needs Kleep at least. Rashi. Kavush Bechomet. So Rashi learns Kavush is not with any other liquid except vinegar. Vinegar makes Kadisha, other liquids don't make Kadisha. It could stay in the other liquids for years, and it wouldn't be Balea. Tosis learns, not here, but Tosis learns in Shas that Kavush is with any liquid if it was 24 hours. The other is shown in Milhoni 3 days to be Kavush. Has to stay in the thing for 3 days. There's also another machlokus, whether you need it to be ratsuf, if it has to be 24 hours straight, but if you took it out in the middle, it's not mitzdarif, it has to have been in something liquid, 24 hours straight in order to be kavush. So if it's never 24 hours straight, it's not kavush. And others hold that it's mitzdarif. If it was 12 hours and took it out for another 12 hours, then it's considered kavush. And if you have something heter and iser kavush in the same liquid, or the liquid is iser, or the liquid is heter and the other thing and they're what's it called together, then the whole thing becomes aser. You salted it so much that you couldn't eat it unless you wash off the salt. It doesn't mean nobody could eat it. It means since it's already so salty that most people wouldn't eat it unless they wash it off, that's good enough. But Rashi in other places says it has to be salted the chatchila so much that you're salting to preserve it. Kimcha kutach, this being a shuvei dechelb. Kutach is made with milk and chametz and also salt. Nipashunaya makom, velo amran ditzli beklipa sogile, eladeles le pile. Pile is cracks. The imitabel bar goes with the tavli, and if it was spiced up, also, the tavli marachachile. Because the spicing, what's it called, softens it up and makes it absorb. Maitzi ubali lechut, when it absorbs the kutach. And that is fleshic, milkic, and the fleshic. Ubar goes with shonen havik in the forest. Rashi says, it's talking where it was cold. That means that even something that was roasted and now is cold is boleda. That's how Rashi learns. Okay, let's just see some of the things over here. Tatar Gomer. He said, read the Svara. He said, in Kalim it doesn't apply. What happens if one's not on top and one's on the bottom? They're side by side. So what's halach in that? So the Ramah holds that if they're side by side, so there's no svara of tator or ilor. The tator is because the heat rises and the ilor is because of the pressure. But if they're side by side, neither of those things apply, then you only need klipa if they're side by side. And the Marshal holds that where the heter is what's it called is hot and the iser is cold, you only need klipa. But if the iser is hot, then the whole thing's osir, even if they're side by side. Because then the cold one, what's the svara of tatori law if they're cold? If the what's it called? Before the hot one is boleya, the cold one cools it off. But here, since they're side by side, the cold one can't cool it off. So the hot one osirs the cold one immediately, since they're side by side. If you hold tatar govar, that only is to asher the top one, the bliya. But it doesn't make the hot one so hot that it can asher something above it. And the opposite would be if you hold the law govar, it doesn't make the bottom one so hot, doesn't mean that it becomes so cold, it may not be bolay into the bottom one. Right, if you hold ilor govar, but the top one doesn't cool off, the bottom one doesn't cool off the top one so much that it can't answer one above it. So, the what's it called, if you put something on top of a hot thing, right, so if you hold ilor govar, so the top one, if you hold the tator govar, the bottom one will answer the one, the middle one, the ones above it, right, but it won't make it so hot that it could answer the one above it too. Even though tator govar, it makes it that the bottom hot one will answer the one directly above it, but not make the one above it something that could answer the one above that. That
night.
What? Yeah, the Gemara has a gears of yitl, but nice that we don't have it. It's bolea completely. Either it's klipa or it's completely awesome.
According to Ravik, in the case of the solet, the liquid heated up the solet, and now the solet had enough koach in it, which was tatar, to heat back up the...
No, because they're both the same thing. That's if you hold what's it called tatar govar, so that's the things that are directly connecting. But here we're talking about doing it enough to do to a thing above that not. Okay. We spoke about if it's liquid, Tostus Shita. Okay. Kavush, we said Rashi holds that it's only vinegar. And what's it called? Tostus holds any mashke. And the Mordechai holds that it has to be 3 days. We said that also. And Machlokis, the Ramah, whether it has to be what's it called? Ritzufim, the Ramah holds it has to be 24 hours straight. And if the 24 hours are broken up, and we pretty much hold like that, and others hold it doesn't have to be straight. Now, the tzli. The Rashba holds that this halacha, that tzli, what's it called, is boleya, okay, is only if it's still hot. And if there's no, what's it called, there's no cracks, then it only needs klipa. but if what's it called? But if there's and if it's cracks, then it's also the whole thing. But if it's cold, right, then what's it called? And the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like that also. The Ramah says that Shli, even if it's cold, is what's with the Rashba. So he said Rashi's also mashma, it's cold. But since it was roasted, it's Bolea Kedei Klipa. And the Rashba holds that if it's what's it called, if it's cold, it's not Bolea anything, even if it was roasted, as long as there's no cracks. And it wasn't spiced up.